veins. I've been driving this train, years in this lane. There's no stopping this flame, cause I came to the game and I changed it to play how I like, rearranged it to my own domain. Yeah, I got what it takes, made lots of mistakes, taking shots, skipping breaks, feeling lost, feeling great, popping off, singing straight, never stopped, never changed. All the squad here to play, and I've got something to say. Yeah, I work hard each and every day. I get lost in the words I say. I don't push pause, no, I push play. I won't stop till I make a change. I withdraw on the things I make. I turn flaws into flawless traits. I build tall, never capping space. I won't stop till I hear him say, oh, oh, la, 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 la.
All right, happy Sunday, everybody. And I am Dr. Imfan Akpan, here to share some info with you. So make sure that you click like and subscribe so you get updated on any new videos, any new content that we're posting here, and just to stay updated. And the great thing of it is it does not cost you anything to subscribe or to like. Now, I had to do this video, and this is really, you hear this, you hear it from me. We are really living in exciting times. If there's something that you can take away just to be excited about is all of the new inventions, the new advancements. This is just amazing. And one of the things that I got to see this past week was the Boston Dynamics Atlas robot, the new Atlas, so the Atlas 2. So they retired the Atlas 1 and now they have the Atlas 2. And I wanted to just, so before I talk about that, which prompted me to talk about this, because I know you're like, wait a minute, Dr. Akpan, you are an accounting professor, so why are you in here talking about robots? Well, accounting is the language of business, and I think it's very important that we talk about this. So before I start talking about it, let me show you the actual thing that we're talking about. So I'm going to go to the Boston Dynamics website or YouTube site. So if you go to their YouTube site, they actually show you, and it's about a 39-second video of the new Atlas II robot. And I think this is amazing. And I think it's amazing for a couple of reasons. Not just the video and what you see and the excitement. However, let's take a look at this and then let's jump back into the conversation. So I'm going to play, this is about 39 seconds. Now, that was a little snippet of, we got some more stuff going on YouTube, but that was a little snippet of the Atlas II. And what I wanted to say about that, which is very interesting, is one, the Atlas One was amazing. So if you've ever seen the Atlas One and the way it maneuvered and its moves, it was amazing what they were able to do at Boston Dynamics. However, that was a hydraulic robot. And it was, if you know about hydraulics, that's something you would not want to be around. And what's amazing, and it was kind of clunking. What's amazing about the Atlas II, if you notice, it's a lot smaller, so it's not as clunky. The other thing is that it is an electric robot. So it's electric. The other thing, it looked like it moved very efficiently. It moved very efficiently. If you saw the way it turned around, it got up, it moved around. So that was truly amazing. So you're like, well, why does this matter? And why is this important when we think about accounting, when we think about jobs, when we think about what's going on? Well, one big thing to really think about is the fact that these robots are humanoid robots, which means they're designed to maneuver and to work in human spaces. Why is that important? Well, if you think about manufacturing spaces, you think about buildings, offices, these are all spaces where humans work, and they're designed around human beings and human beings getting around. So number one, with the robot being able to maneuver in places where human beings are able to maneuver, this makes it easy for them to go into human spaces. This also makes it easy for them to work. Why is that important, you might ask? Well, if you think about jobs that have high turnover, jobs like working in warehouses, so heavy labor intensive work, these robots are now already robots in Amazon warehouses. They've already replaced human workers. However, when you have more sophisticated, more efficient robots, that means they can do more and potentially replace more human workers or take on more tasks that human laborers or human workers would do. Now, you may say, okay, that's great. You know, people may not like to do these jobs. This will take away some of the work from other people. The downside is that when you think about these robots, a robot doesn't eat, and a robot doesn't need to sleep, and a robot doesn't get tired. A robot doesn't have to be paid, and a robot is not part of a union. Now, from a business standpoint, you say, wow, this is going to cut a lot of costs. Amazing. It's great. Business, investor, you'll think this will be great for the bottom line, can do more. From a workforce standpoint, something to think about is, as a human being, how can you compete with a robot? How could you compete as far as working with a robot? What will this make the workforce look like? Will this move? When you think about warehouse or you think about labor jobs, will this now move human beings into areas where robots can't go? So if you think about it right now, we may be looking at the robots going and doing work that may be hard or challenging for human beings, but as the robots take more of that space, become more sophisticated, more efficient and more numerous in warehouses, will it become to the point where now we're thinking about staffing, we're thinking about staffing for the jobs people can do and not necessarily the jobs that robots can do. Now, so what will that look like? We don't know. That's the interesting thing. What will be the labor jobs? Many people say it'll be a combination. So you'll see people working with the robots, supervising the robots. I think ultimately there'll be an intermediate period. With anything, you know, it's not going to be automatically. You're just going to see a robot walking around working and doing everything that a human being could do. I think there's going to be levels and stages to it. We'll see more and more robots in the workplace. Specifically, if the cost of the robot is very low. So in you think about if the cost of one robot is $10,000, $20,000, definitely there'll be a benefit. The downside is in the question to ask, okay, you've got a $20,000 robot. What can that robot do? What is the maintenance and upkeep cost of that robot over the long term? How long does that robot last? So I think some of those things come into question when you think about the cost benefit. Is it really, does it make more sense to have a human being? Now, that goes to the point where I'm saying, well, could it be instead of having a robot working full time, we have a robot and a human being working part time versus having one human being working? You see what I mean? Until ultimately the human being can be phased out, or it may be a question of having one robot per three people. And then eventually having one robot per one person, you know, so working in tandem. So you may see, and these may be part-time positions instead of having full-time employees. So these are the questions that I wonder about and kind of put guesswork into how these things will look moving forward. The one thing is it's here, it's not going away. And I think one thing we have to think about is that the technology keeps improving. So we have these estimates that, oh, you know, we won't see robots develop for another 20 years. Well, maybe. Maybe it could be in the next 5 years, or maybe it's somewhere in between. We don't know. However, what we do know is that the technology is advancing. And from a business standpoint, definitely it has it's a great opportunity to maximize profits, particularly in high turnover areas and high turnover businesses, where you could have these machines, these robots doing a lot of the work, and you don't have to worry about them quitting, getting tired, leaving, taking vacation. From a business standpoint, I see it. From a societal standpoint, how are we working to adjust in society? I hear a lot of conversation with the Lightcap, the Chief Operating Officer, OpenAI, Sam Altman. You hear these CEOs saying that there's going to be Sam Altman's for universal basic income and other things. But you don't see much of the government. There's not a plan for this on the side of government and how this is going to maneuver and how this will impact society. So it's weird because we hear on one end, business is saying this is going to change the world. This is going to change the work environment. And we don't really see what is the roadmap like for society and what are we planning to do in the meantime. As a professor, okay, how am I supposed to discuss this with students as a whole? I speak to students, let's say, for example, my accounting students, and many of them are already using AI. Had a great conversation. One of my former students came to visit class, and she was talking about how they use AI in their tax practice at her job, where they scan in documents and AI scans in and uses AI to fill in the information that the tax documents they're scanning in into their tax software. Amazing. But when we talk about large language models, they're using those in a completely different way. And one of the ways is to help to explain complex accounting terms and issues to clients. How can I simplify? How can I explain this in a better way that a non-accountant would understand easily? So that's one of the ways they're using AI. And when you think about it, okay, this is only going to increase. This is only going to get larger moving forward. What will that look like? What will that value creation? And what can the conversations be with students about this, about how they should be using it and what it'll look like in the workplace? So I think there's a gap. The other thing that I'm really passionate about is, and I know I'm going on a tangent about the robots, but this is a good point, is ethics. What are the ethics around this? Because we have to think about jobs. We have to think about how people are using this. And I think that is very important. So love to hear your thoughts. Please keep me informed. And let me know what you think in the comments. All right. Have a good week.
Ice in my veins. I've been driving this train. Years in this lane. There's no stopping this flame. Cause I came to the game and I changed it to play. How I like rearranged it to my own domain. Yeah, I got what it takes. Made lots of mistakes. Taking shots, skipping breaks. Feeling lost, feeling great. Popping off, singing straight. Never stopped, never changed. All the squad here to play. And I've got something to say, yeah. I work hard each and every day. I get lost in the words I say.